When the first responders are us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's a year since the Boston Marathon bombings. Good time to go over the lessons learned. And the biggest one became evident within seconds of the explosions, when ordinary people became first responders.
These people had no medical training whatsoever.
At a Harvard forum just 11 days after the bombing, EMS workers pointed out there's a good reason that of the 264 people who were injured, only three died.
Some people were just holding jackets over people to keep them warm, and I can't tell you how much that helps.
Some was just as simple as direct pressure, people that just pushed on a bleeding vessel. But there were a number of people that arrived at my emergency department. Had they not had those interventions, they would have died.
No. Anybody who arrived alive at a Boston hospital is still alive today.
And that's the kind of reaction that Leonard Marcus would like to see in every community. He runs Harvard's National Preparedness Leadership Initiative.
And when the moment comes, you have to be able to engage your system.
And we're seeing that. Just recently, on that Southwest flight, when a crazed passenger suddenly tried to open the rear door at 35,000 feet.
We basically tackled the guy who was back there.
There were air marshals aboard, but KCRA discovered that the passengers got there first.
I might sound a little sexist, but I'm glad there were some burly men on the plane.
And that's what Leonard Marcus was talking about.
When something like this happens, you're it.
Right, so I guess we all better get a good night's sleep, because you never know when one of us might get the tag. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.